Thank you. So our next question is specifically for Elise Hoag. It's from Lucy Johns, who lives in California. And Lucy wants to know, how can we deal with leading Democrats who think abortion rights can be traded for the potential to win some districts? And are a woman's right to bodily integrity negotiable?
So it should not be negotiable. Look, you know, this is not our first rodeo. We certainly have experience in casting about for reasons why we lost elections that often women's reproductive rights seem to be the first thing on the chopping block. That's never a good idea. The Democratic Party tends to win more when it leans into its values, not away from its values. And certainly anyone who is going to vote for a candidate strictly because he or she is anti-choice and wants to legislate his or her own personal views on their constituents is always going to have a better choice on the ballot. And it's always going to be the GOP choice. So it's a false premise for victory. What I would absolutely say 100% is now is a terrible, terrible time to be having that conversation. Women are under siege. Women are terrified. Women are disproportionately part of the resistance. Women are absolutely disproportionately part of the Democratic base. And if you really want to get into it, women of color who suffer the most from regressive reproductive rights policies and rolling back basic access to reproductive health care, low-income women, women of color, that is the Democratic base. So as I've said quite publicly, it is a morally and ethically bankrupt strategy. It's also a mathematically bankrupt strategy because women need to know that the Democratic leadership has their backs in order to do the hard work that we're all talking about of knocking on the doors and making the phone calls. The good news is I believe, at least I hope, that we are moving past this conversation. And the reason that we are, if we do, will be through representation of grassroots activists through the kinds of institutions that Deepak is talking about. Last week, we released a statement of principles from groups across the progressive spectrum recognizing reproductive freedom and reproductive justice is integral to economic freedom and economic justice, as well as basic human rights. There were a lot of groups on there. As I said, Tom Steyer made a statement on Saturday, which is a really big deal for us, and NextGen has joined the coalition. And so this is a classic example of when the leaders are floundering, then we have to lead, and we have to lead from a place of principle. And so I think that unity across the progressive spectrum, that unity in red states and blue states and rural areas and urban areas that our basic fundamental rights are not up for negotiation is kind of shaking the Democratic Party out of some of the places that it got wobbly.
I'd like to say, speak up in support of what Elise just said. And if you listen to political conversations about 2016, one of the big buzzwords was authenticity. And if you're not willing to stand up for your basic values, if you're not willing to stand up for the civil and human rights of Americans, whether you're one of the people who's specifically under the gun at that moment or not, then how do you get close to this their idea of being authentic? So as I think it's really important that we remember that when we stand up for things, it's possible that people will disagree with us, but if you never stand up for the things you believe in most deeply, then what is the purpose of what you're doing in the first place?